وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah to exalt, dimension and grant peace and send his salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We continue the tafsir of Surah Al-An'am, particularly Ayah 47, which reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل أرأيتكم إن أتاكم عذاب الله بغتة أو جهرة هل يهلك إلا القوم الظالمون. The interpretation of the meaning in English more or less is, say, have you considered if the punishment of Allah should come to you unexpectedly or manifestly, will any be destroyed but the wrongdoing people? The Shaykh rahimahullah says, or said, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ أَيْ أَخْبِرُونِي, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, tell me, have you seen, in other words, tell me, إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ بَغْتَةً أَوْ جَارَةً أَيْ مُفَاجَأَةً أَوْ قَدْ تَقْدُمُ أَمَامَهُ مُقَدِّمَاتٍ تَعْلَمُونَ بِهِ وُقُوعَهُ, meaning either it could be a sudden thing that has no signs of it coming around, or there could be some signs and indications of the arrival of a disaster, of a punishment of this sort. هَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الظَّالِمُونَ الَّذِينَ صَارُوا سَبَبًا لِوُقُوعِ الْعَذَابِ بِهِمْ. Who are the ظَالِمُونَ? Are those people, they are those people who became the reason behind the arrival of the punishment to them. They brought it about. بِظُلْمِهِمْ وَعِنَادِهِمْ, because of their oppression and their stubbornness. فَاحْذَرُوا أَن تُقِيمُوا عَلَى الظُّلْمِ فَإِنَّهُ الْهَلَاكُ الْأَبَدِي وَالشَّقَاءُ السَّرْمَدِي. So beware of being persistent on oppression, because verily it is the source of eternal destruction and eternal wretchedness. There'll be no ending to it. Then in Ayah 48, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And we sent not the messengers except as bringers of good tidings and warners. So whoever believes in reforms, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, يذكر تعالى زبدة ما أرسل به المرسلين. Allah mentions the crux of the matter, or the summary, عليكم السلام, of why he had sent the messengers. أنه البشارة والنذارة وذلك مستلزم لبيان المبشر والمبشر والمبشر به. Interesting. The summary or the gist of the message of the messengers is two things: warning and giving glad tidings. Or begin with giving glad tidings and warning. Okay, that's the whole concept behind sending a messenger. Give good news for those who do believe and do good deeds. Warn those who disbelieve or those who fall into evil deeds. This, however, necessitates the clarification, of the one who is giving the glad tidings and that which the glad tiding is given about. Yeah, and you give glad tidings of what? So you say, for example, in the dunya, what did Allah promise the people who believe and do righteous deeds?
Rain?
Okay. You have an evidence for that? Okay. Ayah number, I don't remember. That's a good one, brother. It's okay, I don't need the ayah number. Even if you told me, I don't know the ayah number. Not Zakir Naik here, so get down to business. Just give me the ayah and let's move on. Cool, I don't care for, you don't have to know the reference. It's not like the Sahaba was saying in Surah 3, Ayah 55. They knew the ayah. What I care for, what you care for is the ayah. Where it is in the book of Allah, now we can search it any minute. who memorizes the reference itself is that's the real highlight. Okay, knowing the reference in Numbers, good, jazakallah khair. Nobody's going to tell you this is bad. It's a good trait. But the important thing is knowing the ayah. You may say, Surah 2, ayah 55. What does it say? Wallahi, I don't know. But I know that this is the ayah that you're looking for. Tabi, Shaykh, I don't have it memorized. You don't have it memorized. What's the benefit here? But give me the ayah and translate it. Then I have to prove to you that it's not from the Quran, which is a whole other debate.
I mean, the translation was not the Arabic
one. Mashi, accepted. Do you know this ayah?
I can check it out.
In Surah Nuh. Which ayah mentions about rivers? وَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Huh? So Nuh said, seek forgiveness from your Lord. Verily He is the ever oft forgiving. He will send down upon you sama, meaning the rain from the heavens, abundantly. Huh? وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. He will supply you. يُمْدِدْكُمْ is like supply. He will supply you with wealth and children. And He will make for you gardens and rivers. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ. So this was, you should know this, huh? And you do know it, by the way. I hope you do. تفضل تفضل أخي سيدان حياك الله. You can sit in the back if you feel more comfortable. Don't feel pressure to sit all right away. So the point being, that's one example, but that's not what I was looking for actually. That's one byproduct of iman and righteous deeds. What else did Allah promise that is more comprehensive?
Verse 55 of Surah An-Nur. Allah says that you will grant us success upon the earth if we
believe. طيب. Fine. What about the one addressing the human being directly? One person, what did Allah promise? من آمن وعمل صالحا ها؟ لا مش من آمن هو مؤمن. What does the ayah say? فلنحيينه حياة طيبة صح؟ But what is the beginning of the ayah? Anyways, the ayah says whoever أيوة من عمل صالحا وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Whoever does righteous deeds, whether male or female, while he is a believer, then verily we will grant them the goodly life, a good life. So that is the promise of Allah. That's the good glad tidings in the dunya. You will have the good life. And in the life to come, you will have Jannah. صح? You guys sounded very excited about that one. About to fall asleep while saying Jannah, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. المهم والأعمال التي إذا عملها العبد حصلت له البشارة. And this also necessitates the clarification of what deeds does the slave have to perform in order to attain this glad tiding. What do I have to do? والمنذر والمنذر به. And then the warner has to be clarified. And that which is warned against has to be clarified as well. In this case, in the dunya, the wretched life, and in the life to come, the eternal punishment. والأعمال التي من عملها حقت عليه النذارة أو النذارة. And the deeds have to be clarified, the ones which if the person were to do, then the warning will be applicable to him. ولكن الناس انقسموا بحسب إجابتهم لدعوتهم وعدمها إلى قسمين. However, the people, based on their response to that invitation they received, or their rejection of that invitation, were divided now into two groups. فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحْ أَيْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَآمَنَ بِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. That means whoever believes in Allah, the Shaykh didn't mention all those. I mentioned it based on what? On my mood? Or on a hadith? Is there a hadith that says, huh? أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. Are you sure? Who narrated the hadith? Where is it collected? course, 40 Nawawi. Imam Nawawi, he compiled them in one book. But who collected the hadith? Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood.
Bukhari.
Bukhari? Are you guessing or are you sure? Guessing? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. You don't remember? From what I remember is it was collected by both. Right? Or Muslim actually. Sahih Muslim. Cross-check. Another homework which will never see the light, inshallah. Ma fi mushkila. Al-Muhim, he said, believe in Allah and His angels and His books, scriptures in other words, and His messengers in the last day. وَأَصْلَحَ إِيمَانَهُ وَأَعْمَالَهُ وَنِيَتَهُ. So first he believes in those pillars of faith, then he rectifies, huh? He strives to enhance his iman, his deeds, and his intentions. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ فِيمَا يُسْتَقْبَلُ. There should be no fear concerning that person in regards to what is coming, the future, anything futuristic. Don't worry about it. If you have fulfilled these requirements. وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Nor should they grieve about what? That which has passed. Alas. There's no point in grieving over that which has passed, because you can't go back and change it. You know what I mean? And iman helps a person get over things. The belief helps a person move on with his life when a calamity strikes, the death of a loved one, anything of the sort. Iman helps you move on and carry on. On the other hand, it says, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَمَسُّهُمُ الْعَذَابُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. يَمَسُّهُمْ, صح? Is that how it's written? Because the font here is very small. With a dhamma. Beautiful. The English says, but those who deny our verses, the punishment will touch them for their defiant disobedience. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, أَيَّنَالُهُمْ وَيَذُوقَهُمْ وَيَذُوقُونَهُ. He did not really elaborate much on the ayah because it's self-explanatory. It's obvious. He said, يَنَالَهُمْ, meaning it will reach them. وَيَذُوقُونَهُ, they will taste that punishment. So the punishment will reach them and then they will taste it. Ayah 50. Yes. So when you know one, it usually applies to all, unless the context necessitates otherwise. Ayah 50. It reads, it's an interesting ayah, so focus inshallah.
قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
We lost the ayah. Here we go. Listen to this now. Ya Am al-Haq. Bismillah. Aywa. Say, I do not tell you that I have the depositories, meaning containing the provision of Allah, nor or that I know the unseen. Huh? I do not tell you that I have the depositories of Allah, or that I know the unseen, nor do I tell you that I am an angel. I only follow what is revealed to me. Say, is the blind equivalent to the seeing? Then will you not give thought? Interesting ayah. Because it has to do with our aqidah in regards to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we and the Sufis will have a serious conflict in this regard. Huh? What they call him? Hazir Nazir? Sah? You guys know what Hazir Nazir means? No, you don't? That's ludicrous. Who's from the subcontinent? Almost most of you. You don't know Hazir Nazir? Huraira. You have half? Give me half, ya akhi, I'll accept.
Hazir is always Samir ibn al-Fundi's dad.
And who is this description given to? The Prophet عليه السلام. Nazir from nazar. This is the Urdu maybe discrepancy with Arabic. It's supposed to be hadir nazir. Hadir say hadrat sheikh, hazrat, right? They say hazrat Abu Huraira, hazrat, that's the same hazrat. Al-Mu'm hadir means someone who's present. Nazir, someone who's looking. So basically the Prophet ﷺ, according to them, is like omnipotent, omnipresent. He's present everywhere, seeing everything all the time. It does sound like a attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal, who's not present everywhere, but sees everything all the time. While he's above the throne Azza wa Jal, near to his creation. So this is a belief that if you don't hold, then you will be qualified to be a disbeliever in their eyes. If you say he died, alayhi salam, then you are a criminal. How can you say that the Prophet died, alayhi salatu salam? And a series of inventions and pillars of faith that they have invented based on fabrications, weak narrations, Mawlana's, you know, Greek philosophy. Allahu alam where they brought their stuff from. But they have their own set of beliefs wherein if you don't, you're not in line with them, then you're misguided. Of course, we feel the same way about them. However, we're more rational and fair. We don't put all the Sufis in one bucket. Because among them are extreme and some are moderate and some have minor issues and some... Not every Sufi is equal to every other Sufi. There's a variation in their deviation among them. Walaikum salam. Are you guys with me? I hope so. So this ayah is a refutation. This is the type of ayah that you need to memorize. It's the type of ayah you need to understand. So when you engage in a discussion with these people, then you are able to explain, say, listen, it's nice what you're telling me. I'm telling you what the Quran says. Unless you can prove to me that these words are inaccurate, or that I'm misunderstanding them, I have no reason to believe anything you say from Mawlana, when I have Allah Azza wa Jal telling me otherwise. So what did Allah say to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And what is the explanation? We mentioned the English already, right? Yeah. يَقُولُ تَعَالَى لِنَبِيهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمُقْتَرِحِينَ عَلَيْهِ الْآيَاتِ أَوْ الْقَائِلِينَ لَهُ إِنَّمَا تَدْعُونَ لِنَتَّخِذَكَ إِلَهًا مَعَ اللَّهِ. Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ to say to those who keep making suggestions about signs that they want Allah to show them, or to those who say to you that you are claiming that we should worship you as a God besides Allah. وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنَ أيوة لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ أي مَفَاتِيحُ رِزْقَهُ وَرَحْمَتَهُ أو مَفَاتِيحُ رِزْقِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ. I don't hold the keys for Allah's provision and His mercy. Don't control that. He does not control that. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ nor do I know the unseen. Allah is commanding the Prophet ﷺ to say to the people, tell them, I don't know the unseen. How can he be حاضر ناظر? How could he, according to them, have known everything? Like in Qasidat al-Burda. That he knew, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمِنْ عِلْمِكَ عِلْمُ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ وَمِنْ عُلُومِكَ عِلْمُ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ. And from among the knowledge which you possess, speaking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, is the knowledge of the pen and the preserved tablet. You know what the knowledge of the pen and the preserved tablet is? Everything. Everything which Allah Azza wa Jal had decreed to happen in this whole world forever is in the preserved tablet. And they're saying to the Prophet ﷺ, part of the knowledge you possess is the knowledge of that. Which means your knowledge is superior to that. That's kufr, by the way. That's kufr, that's disbelief. That's giving the Prophet ﷺ an attribute that only belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then among the other things which they claim that he knew, a lot of Muslims say that the Prophet ﷺ knew about the hour, when the hour will be. But he didn't share it with the Muslims out of, you know, shyness. He did not want to be arrogant or prideful, huh? That he knows the hour. This is written in books of Islamic sciences, that he knew. Even though we know that he didn't know. No one knows. No one knows the sa'a except Allah Azza wa Jal. We have signs. Ashratu sa'a, alamatu sa'a, the signs of the last day. But no one knows when it will actually be. Al-muhim, وَإِنَّمَا ذَلِكَ كُلُّهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ الَّذِي مَا يَفْتَحُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكُ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكُ فَلَا مُرْسِلُ لَهَا فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهَا لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Rather, all of this is with Allah. It is He who owns, who has the keys of the mercy, whom if He were to give someone, no one can hold it back. And if He were to withhold it from someone, then no one can grant it to that person. وَهُوَ وَحْدَهُ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. And He alone is the knower of the seen and the unseen. فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَى غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا إِلَّا مَنْ ارْتَضَى مِنْ رَسُولِ. He does not share this knowledge of the unseen with anyone, except with the messenger whom he pleased with. Which means, he tells him about some things that will happen at the end of time. Like the Prophet ﷺ told us, you know, the last hour will not come except that such and such will happen. These are some of the information that Allah Azza wa Jal would share with the messenger, then the messenger will share with his respective people as a sign and a preparation for the ummah. Not that he knows everything. These are things which Allah Azza wa Jal teaches his respective messengers. وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ. طيب. We have malak, the same word. If you change the diacritical signs, huh? The Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra, Sukun, you come up with many words. Who can give us some variants of that word? One by one. Huh? First we read here what? Here it says Malak. What is Malak first? Malak is angel, Malak. And can it mean something else? As is, with the same diacritical signs. Can it mean something else? The past tense of Yamlik Malak. Malak al-Shay, meaning he owned it. Huh? But here it's what? A verb. So it could be a noun that is an angel. It could be a verb in the past tense. Malaka fulan sayyara. He owned a car. Hello? Good. Then what did you say? Malik? With the kasra on the land becomes what? Becomes
king.
Ah. Good. Malik becomes Malik. It's a nice one. What else do we have?
Mulk.
Mulk, which means what?
Kingdom.
Kingdom or dominion. Anything else?
Milk.
Milk? Chocolate, yes, yeah. Milka? Aywa, milk. Hiya, yani, it could be a variant of mulk and milk, right? But we can't help think of milk because we're in an English class, you know what I mean? Is it low fat milk? Milka? Yani, for the engagement? Yeah, this is, from my understanding, this is slang. Slang, nah, slang. Anything else?
Malik.
La, kida, you added an alif. Malik. وملك وملك ملك هذا حمزة. Oh no, this is a good one. You have to go to KSA bro to understand what I'm saying. We're gonna tell Hamza about this one, inshallah. Or maybe I'm too lazy to do it. My battery is dying. Yalla ya shabab, we're wasting time. Where was I? نعم فأكون نافذ التصرف قويا فلست أدعي فوق منزلتي التي أنزلني الله بها. So I don't claim to be an angel who has the authority and the strength to do whatever. I don't claim to be at a level above the one which Allah Azza wa Jal has given me. Because you know the malaika are what? How did Allah describe them? Ghilavun shidad. Huh? They're stern and they're strong. I mean, Jibreel alayhi salam picked up a whole land with the side of his wing. and lift it up to the heaven for Qawm Lut, and turn them upside down and smash them back down. Nah. The malaika are powerful. Subhanallah. They don't eat, they don't drink. They're not like us. And they're surely, surely not what the Christians claim they are to be. Anywhere you go to these stores, you find these, I don't know what they call them, something with its CH in it or something. These little girls with diapers and wings. This is the perception of angels in the minds of the non-Muslims. And unfortunately, because of the spread of that, many Muslims believe this is the same case with us. Alaykum salam, hayakallah. Naam. So, in attabi'u illa ma yuha ilay, ay hadha ghayati wa muntaha amri wa a'laah. Now, I simply follow what has been revealed unto me. This is my ultimate objective. And this is the final destination of my needs or my mission. And this is the peak of that as well. The epitome is merely to convey what has been revealed to me. I simply follow what has been conveyed or what has been revealed to me. Afwan. إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ I simply follow what has been revealed to me. فَأَعْمَلُ بِهِ فِي نَفْسِي وَأَدْعُ الْخَلْقَ كُلَّهُمْ إِلَى ذَلِكَ I apply it in my own life and I invite the rest of the mankind to do the same, to follow. فَإِذَا عَرِفْتُ مَنْزِلَتِي فَلِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ يَبْحَثُ الْبَاحِثُ مَعِي أَوْ يَطْلُبُ مِنِّي أَمْرًا لَسُّ أَدَّعِيهِ وَهَلْ So if you now have known my status, subhanAllah, it's an amazing ayah to speak to these deviant Muslims about. Now that you have known my status, I don't control the provisions of Allah. I don't know the unseen. I don't claim to be an angel. Don't ask me for things. All I do is simply follow what has been revealed to me. Now that you have known my status, why am I being asked to do things that I've never claimed I can do? Huh? It's very important. So those who now call on the Messenger of Allah, or they want to do the wasila, huh? The tawassul through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they cannot ask Allah directly. This is the same question he asked to them. Why are you including him in an equation which he did not include himself in his life? Nor did the Sahaba include him in after his death. And the famous story of the drought which happened at the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, and the Prophet ﷺ grave was there, yet he went to Al-Abbas and he told him, you are the uncle of the Messenger of Allah and you have a status among us from Ahlul Bayt. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us rain. Yani make dua for rain, like you ask a righteous person who you believe is more righteous than you. Make dua for me, thinking that you're not at that particular status. If the wasila through the Prophet ﷺ was valid, they would have gone to his grave. And these are the Sahaba, the most knowledgeable, said, O Messenger of Allah, since you're alive in the grave, as the people want to tell you now, because we know he's alive in the grave, like everyone is alive in the grave. There's no one who's dead in the grave. You're either being punished or you're being entertained until Yawm al-Qiyamah. But that life is a different life than our life. So the communication is not the same. It's like you're trying to call a cell phone from a shoe. It just doesn't work. The shoe, even though it may look like a phone, put it on your face, there's no antenna, no mean, there's different systems. Huh? You cannot possibly make a phone call from a shoe. Even though it looks like you can make a phone. So yeah, the person is dead, he's right there, and he's alive, so let me have a conversation with him. La yaqi. That he's in a different life. Hayatul Barzakh, the interval life, it's different than our life. Otherwise, everybody would be speaking to the dead all the time. Why don't they reply to you? Since you can speak, how come he can't speak to you? These are valid points. So the Sahaba did not go to the grave, even though they could have even without going to the grave, ya akhi. Umar could have easily stood there and said, Oh Allah, huh? بِجَاهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ By virtue of the Messenger of Allah, send us rain. He didn't do that either. Which means, this was not part of the protocol of the Sahaba. It was not the way they handled business. Nowadays, it's the other way around. Everything has to be asked via the Messenger of Allah alayhi wasallam. He's the wasila, and he's this and he's that. And then if you speak otherwise, you become a Wahhabi. Aywa. Big time Wahhabi. So, وَهَلْ يَلْزَمُ الْإِنسَانِ بِغَيْرِ مَا هُوَ بِصَدَدِ Is a person required to give more than what he is qualified or what he is specialized in? No. And this is another conflict among our ummah. Is that, you know, the roles which each one of us plays in the community or the society, they're not really clear. So the people believe that anyone, for example, who gives da'wah, this person is automatically a sheikh, huh? He's automatically a maulana, he's automatically a raqi, who should be able to give ruqya, he's automatically a mufti, who should be able to give fatwa, he should be able to leave any time to go to any one of their needs at any given point, in any place in the world, so on and so forth. And then when that person, who's involved in the da'wah, does not meet their requirements, there's like a disappointment. But you gave that person already a status way above his actual ability. So when we know the roles, and this is based on an interesting article our brother Muhammad Tim Humble wrote recently on a blog of his about his move from the Newcastle, you know, UK to some other place. I'm not going to go into the details, but it's a very interesting article he wrote that highlights, you know, the especially in the Western world, a graduate from Medina University suddenly becomes, they want everything of him, but this could be beyond his capabilities. Could be beyond what he's able to offer. And then, you know, the person continues to work for the sake of Allah until he can no longer feed his wife and kids. Until he can no longer pay the rent. Then he needs a job. If he gets a job, they say, ah, now the dunya, you're choosing the dunya over the akhirah, ya sheikh, rayihna shway. But there's no solution for the person because of high expectations. Sheikh, sheikh, sheikh. Not everybody's a sheikh. They feel the need to call a person a sheikh. Don't call a non-sheikh a sheikh. It's okay, man. If he gets mad if you don't call him a sheikh, he got a problem. I'll tell you that. It's a simple thing, just, you know. Allah musta'an. I don't want to delve into this too much. وَلِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ إِذَا دَعَوْتُكُمْ بِمَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْ أَن تُلْزِمُونِي أَن أَدْعِي لِنَفْسِي غَيْرَ مَرْتَبَتِي So what is this? The Prophet ﷺ is saying to the people, why are you pushing and imposing on me to claim something that I never claimed simply because I'm giving you da'wah? Meaning, because I said I'm the Messenger of Allah, now you want me to also say that I'm an angel and that I know the unseen and I'm able to do ABC and I have the provision of Allah? No. Just because I communicated to you that I'm the Messenger of Allah, it doesn't mean you can attach other titles to me and make me now, you know, it's binding on me to fulfill them according to your needs and desires. وَهَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا ظُلْمٌ مِنْكُمْ Is this anything but oppression on your part? وَعِنَادٌ وَتَمَرُّدٌ And stubbornness and a form of rebellion. قُلْ لَهُمْ فِي بَيَانِ الْفَرْقِ بَيْنَ مَنْ قَبِلَ دَعْوَتِي وَانْقَادَ لِمَا أُوحَيْ إِلَيْهِ وَانْقَادَ لِمَا أُوحَيْ إِلَيْهِ Say to them, to highlight the difference between the one who has accepted my invitation and followed what has been revealed to me, وَبَيْنَ مَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ كَذَلِكَ And the one who is not like that. قُلْ هَلْ يَشْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ Say, are they equal, the one who sees and the one who is blind, or the blind and the seeing? Do you then not think? فَتُنْزِلُونَ الْأَشْيَاءَ مَنَازِلَهَا Then you will put things in their proper place. وَتَخْتَارُونَ مَا هُوَ أَوْلَى بِالْإِخْتِيَارِ وَالْإِثَارِ And then you will choose what is more deserving of being chosen and favored in this regard. Think about it. What is more expected? So with this, inshallah, we will conclude the tafsir of ayah number 50. If we remain alive and healthy, inshallah, we'll continue the tafsir at ayah 51 onwards at a later given date, which I will share with you after I stop recording.